Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Get the Hillman Morning Show on demand. Podcasts and more are always online and on your schedule at WAAF.com.
What's going on, everybody?
Hi.
We have so much to get to today. I may have to forego teases on this.
That's ridiculous. Yeah, okay. Get out of here. I don't think you're capable.
You're an addict, kid. Seriously. You can't forego teases.
It's game day, so it's all content today on game day for game 7.
The Bruins are in a dogfight.
That's right, really? Scotty. They're in a dogfight, and we have a lot to get to on the show this morning. It is 6:04, and if you'd like to call and you'd like to be on, you can dial this number, 617-764-9223, and have that number ready during the 7 o'clock hour.
Hello.
Because I will be giving away tickets for tonight's game. So sometime during the 7 o'clock hour, I am leaning more towards the latter part of the hour. That is when I will give you the chance to be there tonight. Speaking of tonight, coming up at 7:05, we will find out how much it will cost you if you would like two seats on the glass tonight at the Garden.
Nice.
For the first Game 7 in Titletown since the 1980s. So we'll get an update on where the tickets are at and how much of your life savings you would have to part with if you would like to be there tonight.
You get to go to the game, but the wife and the kids have to live in a halfway house.
Right. We will also be joined by Nesson's Andy Brickley.
Love
at
that guy.
7:20 this morning, and we will find out what he thinks about the Bruins and the Blues this evening. And at 8 o'clock, we are going to play your Hillmail voicemail messages back. So you can leave a Hillmail voicemail message right now on tonight's game or on any other topic, and we will play your Hillmail voicemail messages back coming up at 8. And for convenience purposes, I will give you the Hillmail voicemail number right now. It is 617-779-5463. That is 617-779-5463. And leave a voicemail message this moment or any time before 8, and we will play them back then. At 8:15 on today's show, it's the Robot Uprising Report, and we will tell you what an emotionless hunk of metal will soon be doing for you in Las Vegas.
Huh. Oh, boy.
Okay?
Okay. That could be many things.
Let's see. Here's a text wanting to know what kind of a lame-ass game I have created in order to give away Bruins tickets today. Well, it's not as bad as Captain Bruins Hardo, but we have a pretty good game for you, I think. So we're gonna give you Bruins tickets during the 7 o'clock hour this morning. Today's weather: it is going to be sunny and 75, and right now it is 55. Here in beautiful, safe Brighton, Massachusetts. However, in some of the suburbs this morning, it is in the low 40s.
Yeah, it was chilly.
Was it?
Chilly in Worcester this morning.
Yeah, it's June 12th, and it's in the only in the 40s in some areas.
Global warming.
Yes.
Great shoe. Now I have to have chili for lunch.
I'm sorry.
Do you like the turkey chili, or do you prefer to go full on ground beef when it comes to your chili?
I prefer the beef.
Okay.
But I'll do the turkey in a pinch. I don't mind the turkey chili.
I think there's not a bad chili. I just hate those kidney beans. Those
really?
Big fat,
those
useless.
Are good. No, they're good.
They taste like sand wrapped in skin.
I'm actually with you on that, LB. I'm not a fan of the bean part of the chili.
Thanks,
and neither is anybody who might be in my general vicinity eating that chili. I will say this though. If you are not adding more than a dollop of sour cream to your chili, then you're a complete buffoon and have no right to be eating chili. Chili has to have cheese sprinkled amongst it, and it has to have a giant dollop of sour cream up as a part of it.
Agreed. What kind of chili do they make down at the firehouse, Greg?
Well, which firehouse? Because, you know,
cooked at the firehouse the other night, what did you make for chili, Kim?
You know, I'm an honorary lifetime member of the Professional Firefighters Union, so
I wasn't aware.
I can go enjoy chili at any firehouse at any moment.
Nice.
I just have to have a siren borrowed. So I have to borrow a siren so I can get there in a hurry.
Are you enough of a firefighter hardo that you wear your turnout gear while making the chili?
Of course I do, yes.
Always at the ready?
And by the way, I don't have full turnout gear yet. It's just the honorary white helmet and the turnout coat.
Okay.
I still don't have the turnout boots or the turnout pants.
With the suspenders.
It's because the pants didn't fit.
Do they have the pants in, what do they call it, Nantucket red?
Oh, yeah. Can you imagine? Oh, my God.
Do they have whales on them?
I'm going to find out about that.
Are your fire hose boots, what are those Nantucket shoes you wear?
Oh, Sperry's?
Sperry's boots.
They're not Sperry's.
Greg's wearing hunter boots into a fire.
I wear Uggs.
Uggs for men. Yeah. Oh, those are going to go right up.
Under my turnout coat, I wear Uggs for men and Lululemon for men.
Oh,
Lululemon for men. All right. Here's a 339 text from somebody who couldn't listen late into the show yesterday, wondering who won the house dressing blind food taste test challenge. And it was a bit of a shock. I think the salad dressing world was somewhat shocked yesterday. The winner of the first ever blind food taste test challenge on house salad dressing was the Capital Grill. Not a shock because I certainly love the Capital Grill, but a shock because they are a national chain.
Yeah,
right.
And of course, one would think maybe that the house salad dressing would be better at one of the local restaurants. I mean, I thought for certain it was going to be Ken's Steakhouse.
Yeah.
Donut Lassie or Salad Dressing Lassie thought it for certain it was going to be the Newbridge.
So.
All right.
Yeah.
Anyway, those are the results from yesterday. It is 6-11. And coming up in just a moment, there is a new ice cream flavor that is making noise today. Mm. And discussing it means that I am going to have blue cheese and ranch dressing on my salad for lunch.
Yeah.
Also coming up, the next big clothing trend means that our sexist pig of a sports director won't be able to generalize doing the clothing in the washer as a female-only job anymore.
Yes.
And we will also get to Florida Not Like the Rest of Us and find out how text rage has led to a near fatal testes squeeze.
All of that
and today's important news coming right up next.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Danielle, I know you want to talk about some convincing evidence that you have that there are space aliens that walk among us, and I'm going to do that in a minute. I promise, but I do have to get serious for one moment and talk about a Greg Hill Foundation beneficiary this morning, and this is just a really, really sad story that that I have to tell you about this morning. On Thursday, the 6th of June, a man named Michael Robidoux was tragically killed in a motor vehicle accident on Route 20 in Auburn involving a stolen car. And as is the case, oftentimes here in Massachusetts, the individual who was driving the stolen vehicle had a lengthy criminal record and was out on $500 bail.
Mm. How do you make that?
Suspect was driving at excessive speed and hit another vehicle, and then he crossed the center line and hit the vehicle that Mr. Robidoux was driving. Michael Robidoux, father, grandfather, everybody that I've spoken with said what an incredible guy he was. He owned Central Mass Towing, which was in Auburn. And sadly, for his wife and his four children and his four grandchildren, did not have a life insurance policy. And this is, you know, this is something that is an issue for many people, is that they don't have the wherewithal to have a life insurance policy because they're trying to pay their bills for their kids and their grandkids. This morning, the Greg Hill Foundation, we started yesterday afternoon, we're raising money for his family, for the family that is left behind. And we are going to match your donations that happen by the end of the show today up to $5,000. So far, you have donated $1,740.
Nice.
And
great.
We will see if we can get to 5,000 by the end of the show. And as I always say, it doesn't matter how much you can donate, whether it's $10, $25. You're the most generous radio audience ever assembled in the history of this great medium. And so whatever you feel like you can give, you can give. You can go to thegreghillfoundation.org. That's thegreghillfoundation.org. And make a tax-deductible donation. And we're a registered 501c3 foundation. And we will write a check for his wife, his family, his kids, his grandkids immediately so that they can take care of what they sadly have to take care of. So,
would you say the guy was out on what bail?
Well, so the guy, $500.
You know, this is one of the things, you know, I don't know if it's countrywide or if it's just Mass, that he's out on $500 bail. Do you know what he has to put up to get out of jail?
Was 50 bucks or something like
50
that?
Bucks.
10%, yeah.
10%.
What
a joke.
This guy last summer, his name is DeJesus Amaro. And last summer, he was busted twice in 2 days because he was found lying on strangers' beds.
What?
Yeah.
On one of those.
And he was charged with possession of fentanyl, heroin, and crack cocaine. Yeah. And then he blew off his first court appearance, and then he was found passed out in a camper, and the cops had to chase him down. And then he was brought up before a judge, Kevin Cunningham, and his bail was set for $500. He made bail, got probation, and then he didn't show up anywhere again until he stole a car and killed this what all say was an amazing man. Oh, so that's the awful way it goes here in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts with our judges.
What are the judges thinking? How about put them in prison and sober them up?
Well, they just don't.
Like, start the process, people. Yeah,
no.
You know, obviously he's got an issue. He's hooked on drugs. He's got some mental issues.
Yeah.
This is one of the things the last time the governor came in talked about, the dangerousness hearings and tweaking those so this kind of thing doesn't happen. So people with repeated offenses in their past, the bail will be higher or they'll be held longer. You know, it's just something's really got to be done about that.
So here's a text, 774 text. Big Mike was a great guy. Thank you for doing this. And here's a text that says, I think I speak on behalf of all the listeners. Or is there any way you can raffle off the Bruins tickets instead of giving them away to raise money? I can't do that because I already we have lawyers who put rules in place. But a nice thought, nice thought. But I am going to give away Bruins tickets for tonight sometime during the next hour. So and I'm leaning toward the latter part of the hour. So. Make sure that you're listening next hour if you want to be there tonight. I know the Bruins are holding a watch party tonight over at the Warrior Arena, right down the street here in scenic, secure Brighton, Massachusetts. So that's one place that you can go. I hate to say this on the air, but the vodka chug is in jeopardy. I haven't heard back on my tickets yet. I mean,
stop the charade.
It's not a charade.
You know what?
It's not a
charade. None of us that can't make it to the game tonight appreciate what you're pulling right now.
Danielle, I know you want to go to the game, as does everybody. I'm not being facetious. I had to go to the very top of the organization. No names mentioned. In order to try to get myself in this evening. That's how tight this thing is. In fact, coming up at 7, we're going to hear from my friend Higgs, who is the primo ticket man in the United States of America, and we're going to find out how much it would cost you to be seated on the glass tonight. 2 tickets on the glass. We will find out coming up just after LB Sports at 7 how crazy these tickets are. It's insane.
Yeah,
people wanting to go there. Yes, LB.
I was just going to say, I can't wait till tomorrow morning when you're going to start the show off with, I can't believe at the last minute.
Right.
At last minute, I got myself in there.
Now, when you say you went to the top of the organization, did the beginning of your request start with any kind of reference to unfulfilled lunch invitations?
It may have. Uh-huh. It may have. I may have said that lunch you owe me could disappear if there were to be a couple of tickets in my name at will call this evening.
Well, wait, where was that lunch supposed to be?
Oh, the lunch
like
was supposed
Cap to... Grill or Taco Bell?
No. That lunch was supposed to be right over across the street over
in
there.
In the office.
Oh, okay. At the office.
Oh, catered.
In the Warrior. It was supposed to be catered in the office. It was promised on the air. And then it was never made a reality. But anyway, listen, if necessary, I'll just do the vodka chug at some sort of some bar room or something where I'm watching the game tonight. Mm-hmm. I don't care. I mean, it's a vodka chug, whether it happens in the Absolute Club or whether it happens at Sully's Tap. I mean, I'll do it.
You're going to be at Sully's?
Yeah.
Huh?
I like to watch the game at Sully's Tap if I can't get...
get out of my way.
You get your ass handed to you, walk in there with your Sperry's on.
Well, what it is you run into the people who go there every day, and they're bothered by the fact that there's an actual Bruins game going on, and then there might be some Bruins fan who want to. I don't think they even have televisions in Sully's Tap, and it's been at the Garden for 72 years.
There's like 2 13-inch televisions.
Yes.
They're black and white.
And they weigh 150 pounds each.
The only bar in Boston with 2 doors, one on each end.
You can cut right through.
So next hour, we got Bruins tickets. We'll also talk to our pal, Andy Brickley from Nesson at 7:20. And we will get Brick's thoughts on tonight's game. I believe that personally, I think the Bruins need to score first. If they score, I'm worried about the Bruins at home just a little bit. I'm not worried about tonight's game. I mean, I think it's I think it's a win for them. I really do. I don't want to jinx anything, but they need to score first.
And I think the officiating is going to be the key.
Is going to be key. Well,
I this is what I believe. I think they're going to put their whistles in their pockets,
mm-hmm.
and St. Louis is going to bring the physicality times 1,000, and they've been 500% physicality already.
Yes.
And I don't think they're going to make a bunch of calls.
Yeah.
And
no,
I think St. Louis is going to try and run the Bruins out of the building.
Of course. And that's that is the issue with – it's been the issue for the Bruins is that the Blues have realized that the whistles are in the pocket and that they're running guys – they're running guys' heads into the boards with no repercussions whatsoever, and the Bruins aren't that same physical team. So, but tonight they can be, and they have the veteran experience. I mean, you got five guys on this Bruins team that played in the and won in 2011 the Stanley Cup, and you got six guys that were there in 2013. And did not win. So you have some veteran experience, which is a good thing. Here's a 781 text, which says, I notice you have conveniently failed to mention the full body wax, which must happen if the Bruins do not win tonight. I'm not failing to mention it. We talked about it the other day. Certainly, I did say on this show that I would wax a small part of my left calf if the Bruins... if the Bruins do not win the Stanley
it's a
Cup,
full body
and I will do that. Okay. If the Bruins do not win the Stanley Cup, I will have my entire body waxed on this show. I asked Donut Lassie to erase that audio.
Entire.
No, thank you.
That's not going to feel good.
I really hope they win. I don't want to see that.
Yeah.
Let's see. Here's a text that says, Danielle. Stop being so butthurt that you can't go to the game tonight. You did it to yourself when you ripped Donnie Sweeney on this program. Oh, yes.
But true. I didn't do anything to myself. You think I've ever gotten a free ticket from the Bruins organization? Get out of here. I buy my ticket. And I can't afford this one, so whatever.
Oh, you can't afford?
I know. I'm really butthurt. I'm gonna be in bed by like 7:45 anyway. Get out of here.
You can come to the Shoe Family Luxury Suite.
Thank you.
You're more than welcome.
There's an angsty teenager in there.
I get her to get my drinks.
What are you gonna be serving?
Tonight, wings. Always wings.
Oh,
absolutely.
Wings.
I got this great new hot sauce from the NoHo hot sauce company out of Northampton.
Mm. Oh,
good stuff.
Nice.
You know, there is now a buffalo chicken ice cream that has been developed by an organization that one could purchase. I don't know what your thoughts are on that.
Would you ever try this?
I don't think so. I went to get some ice cream last night, which I got the cake batter ice cream. Ooh. I just had two bites of it.
Sure you did.
I went down to get an ice cream with Julia Hill last night at the Erickson's.
Yeah.
I got the chocolate Jimmy's.
Sprinkles are not.
She got the sprinkles. Big debate on my Instagram last night about whether it was Jimmy's or sprinkles.
Oh, that's a generational argument, right?
The rainbow ones are sprinkles. The chocolate ones are Jimmy's.
Yeah.
Who has created this buffalo chicken ice cream?
This is a place, not surprisingly, in Buffalo, New York. It's called the Lake Effect Ice Cream Shop.
Uh-huh.
They just launched a buffalo wing flavor this week. It's made with Frank's Red Hot, because you know you can put that S on everything.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently you really can taste the Frank's Red Hot in the ice cream. It's not like there's like an essence of it, like a you know, the amount of vodka in a dry, vermouth in a dry martini.
Right.
Very, 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 very little. It's actually pretty pungent. The response from people on their Facebook page has been a little mixed.
Yeah.
A lot of people said that they want to try it. A lot of people said they won't go near it.
I don't think I would like it.
I'd try it.
I'm curious.
Why?
Yeah.
Because I like the spicy and sweet, together.
Do. Yeah.
But, yeah, it sounds weird, but I'm going to have to seek that out somehow.
Here's a 781 text, which is inquiring whether if Stiz Grimey, Stanley Stiz Grimey, Salad Dressing Lassie, were able to obtain a pair of tickets for mm-hmm. tonight's game, would he be able to make love to you?
At this point in my life, I don't need to resort to sleeping with people for tickets. Really? That's like a late 20s, early 30s thing.
Oh, really?
When you got nothing else going on.
Train,
I don't need to sleep with people for tickets.
That train has left the station.
No.
That's not so. Even if he, what if he had a pair of tickets on the glass tonight?
We'd have a great time and probably be on TV. And that's that.
Nothing else would happen.
And then he'd be paying them off for the rest of his life. And I would not want to do that to Staniel.
Okay. Yeah, but Stiz has to quit smoking for you to even have a chance to sleep.
This is John. Hello, John.
Hey, Greg. How you doing?
What's up, John?
Did you say you wouldn't be interested in trying the buffalo chicken ice cream? Because I say you would. And you probably have a side of ranch and blue cheese ready to go for it.
You're probably right about that.
Do you dip the spoon in? Is that what you would do? You get a spoonful, dip it in the sauce?
Well, a texter says that my two bites of cake batter ice cream last night were facilitated via some kind of a garden spade, which is not... That's not true. That's not true.
It was two large cones. He's like a great white. He has several different layers of jaws that come out and expand.
Well, I mean, the thing was that, Julia Hill is almost, she's nearly, what is today? Yeah, she is 22 years old. So she doesn't often want to do things with her old man.
Mm-hmm. Unless she needs money.
So she says, let's go down and get an ice cream. Mm-hmm. I said, fine, even though I am an elite athlete and I don't often allow those kinds of things to pass through my lips into my body.
Stop it.
So I felt like I had to go. So I just had two bites. It was one and a half bites. Here's a text that says, Greg eats ice cream like the owl eats the Tootsie Pop. Excellent obscure reference. Yes.
One, two, a three.
One,
three.
A two, a three. All right. Well, anyway, as I mentioned at the start of the show, we have a lot to cover today, and we're going to get to the news next. Then we're going to find out how much it is going to cost you to be anywhere in the garden tonight for the first Game 7 final in any of our major sports in our city since the 1980s. So we'll find out about that after LB's award-winning dumpster fire of a sports report, which is coming up in a little bit. Heads up on tomorrow's show. We will obviously get to Stowe 5-0 at about 7:30 and go over some of the terrifying crimes that were either walked in or called in to my lifelong hometown PD in Stowe. At 7:50, we'll go inside the warped female brain during tomorrow's show. And then at 9:30 tomorrow, we are going to go behind the ear moth. Hopefully it goes better than Tommy Two-Tone last week.
Right.
I could give you a quick, you want a quick clue on the artist that we're going behind the ear moth with?
Yes.
This artist had 14 top 40 hits.
Wow.
And his father only had 12 top 40 hits. Okay? So that's a little clue about the artist that we are going behind the ear moth with tomorrow at 9:30. And then heads up on Friday's show, a tradition unlike any other on this program, on the Friday before Father's Day, we will play Father Knows Best, which is the most inappropriate and awkward game ever played on the radio ever in the history of radio.
Oh,
so
boy.
Friday morning, Father Knows Best. If you're an adult woman and you'd like to have a sentimental, touching moment with your dad on the radio, then you can do that on Friday's show. All right? Back with the news next. By the way, speaking of number 33, he is a plus 12 in the playoffs, the very best out of anybody playing. Remind me again, which of the sports radio experts was demanding that Zdeno Chara not be sat? Oh wait, it was Captain Bandwagon. Yeah, plus 12 for Big Z. The guy's a beast. A beast.
With a broken jaw.
He's a beast.
Now, speaking of Captain Bandwagon, next hour, the game that we will play to give away tickets for tonight is Are You Smarter Than Captain Bandwagon? Mm. And Audio Lassie went out last night and got some audio from some Captain Bandwagons who are getting ready for the game tonight. And therefore, if you can prove that you are smarter than Captain Bruin's Bandwagon, then you could win the tickets and you could be there tonight for Game 7. It is going to be electric when Bestie is the banner flag captain and he has the David Ortiz jersey on, and that place is going to go absolutely bonkers.
That's good
tonight.
Stuff, man.
In about half an hour, we'll talk with Nesson's Andy Brickley, and we'll get Brick's keys to the game tonight. And, of course, the key is that the Bruins score more goals than the St. Louis Blues.
Sanderson Classic.
That's why the world of sports hates us.
Well, it's,
St. Louis has drunk Brett Hull.
Yes.
And we have Tom Brady in an Ortiz jersey.
Oh. Well, I mean, LB, we are the second best sports city in America. That's why we have Bestie as the flag banner captain tonight.
Our hometown of St. Louis, the best sports city in America.
All right, it is 6:54, and the weather today brought to you by Lou's Custom Exhaust in Fitchburg. And it's going to be sunny, and the temperature is going to be 75 for a high today. Right now, it is 55 here in scenic, secure Brighton, Massachusetts. Lou's Custom Exhaust Repair, the exhaust specialist for all domestic and foreign makes and models. Now open at 280 River Street in Fitchburg. Lou's Fitchburg exclusively works on exhaust systems. Lou's Custom Exhaust Repair in Fitchburg. Drop in or call 978-516-2061. Danielle, in the office this morning, you tried to convince me that there is now irrefutable video evidence that space aliens are walking amongst us.
Yes.
Have
you seen the video?
Yes. I took a look at the video, and I got to tell you, I'm a bit skeptical.
What other possible explanation could there be, Greg? It's clearly an alien.
I'm not firmly convinced, although I will say there are about 9 million people who have taken a look at this video and apparently believe that a woman caught a space alien on her driveway security camera.
Wow.
This is in Colorado?
Colorado Springs.
Yeah.
Vivian Gomez got an alert from her driveway camera on Sunday morning. Saturday night, and she checked it Sunday morning. So she wanted to look at the footage, and she has the kind of camera that records in 10-second loop increments. And there's a strange creature that, so if you look at the where the shadows are, it looks like something opened the door to the house,
yeah.
And you can see it close in the shadow. And then this weird little creature, like gangly looking thing, with looks like it has long ears and kind of just a weird shape to it, goes kind of dancing down the driveway and then disappears. So she posted the video on Facebook, and then all of her friends were like, hey, you have to share this. So it's been viewed over 9 million times. Everyone's weighing in with what they think it might be. She insists it's not doctored or Photoshop or altered in any way. She says she's not that tech savvy, but here's Vivian Gomez.
He opened the door because from the cameras, you can see a shadow on the fence. Then he stopped at the front of the car and did a little dance. My camera only goes for 10 seconds, so it just cut off at that point.
Let me tell you why I'm skeptical. It appears that the alien is doing the funky chicken. which I don't think
these aliens have been observing human culture for many decades,
right?
And that's something that they've taken on, the funky chicken.
Yeah,
they like to get down.
I don't want to be a non-believer, but I'm not buying in on this particular video.
Well, I believe in extraterrestrial life. Where did this story take place again, Danielle?
Colorado Springs, shoot.
And what did they just legalize in Colorado?
Shrooms.
I'm not judging. Yeah. I'm just saying. Yeah. That's all.
Well, wouldn't the rest of us have to be on shrooms? You're watching it.
I'm talking about the guy in the alien suit.
This is Andy. Hello, Andy.
Hey, Greg. Hillman, correction. They are known as undocumented space immigrants.
Right. Undocumented space immigrants. My sincere apologies. Mm-hmm. What else is going on? Are we going to get to Florida not like the rest of us? This story has to have a warning for men.
Trigger warning.
If you're a man and you're listening right now, please cover your genitalia with your hands or some kind of a piece of tinfoil or something, because this story is going to trigger you.
And now,
it's one of those only in Florida type of stories.
Another edition of Florida.
Florida? But that's America's wing.
Not like the rest of us.
We love you, Florida.
So there's a fella in Indian Harbor Beach, Florida, who called police on his girlfriend last week. She is 27-year-old Katie Lee Pitchford. She reportedly had discovered some text messages on his phone, not from her, perhaps from another female.
Uh-oh.
So the two of them got into an argument. And she reportedly grabbed his testicles and, according to him, squeezed them until they bled.
Oh,
ouch.
Aggressive.
Oh, ouch.
Very aggressive.
I'm going home.
I hope he's not going to stay with her.
I hope not. When she was taken into custody, she reportedly asked police officers if she could talk to her boyfriend first because she wanted to say she was sorry.
No, there's no...
Nothing like trying to get remorse into the police report before you go before the judge.
Uh-huh. There's no apology.
No.
Oh, God. And until they bled?
Mm-hmm.
No, thank you. I mean, I get it. I'm guessing based on the mugshot.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.